From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University both facing immense budget challenges due to COVID-19, according to early projections being shared at a meeting of CR's Board of Trustees and later at a meeting of HSU's University Senate. Neither institution expects to dodge the severe budget reductions facing colleges and universities nationwide. CR was already facing a $1.3 million budget reduction due to declines in state funding. Now the college is bracing for more state cuts, as well as a shortfall from dormitory vacancies and decline in food services. Options being considered include incentives for early retirement, leaving vacant positions unfilled, continuing to make necessary adjustments to operations in non-academic areas considered inefficient, and otherwise cutting back on personnel spending. HSU was similarly in the midst of planning for a serious budget reduction prior to the coronavirus. Now, instead of a $5.4 million gap, the university is projecting a $20 million shortfall over 2 years, primarily due to expected enrollment declines due to COVID. Many options being looked at there, including combinations of a hiring freeze, a spending freeze, operational changes, incentives for retirements, travel reductions, and more. The CFO actively having discussions with each division to determine pathways to accomplish the reductions, and presentations are planned to share information. At College of the Redwoods, officials say enrollment is difficult to predict but will likely decline if there are additional losses of face-to-face classes. At HSU, they are predicting up to a 30% decline in new freshmen. Total new confirmed COVID-19 cases in Humboldt County on Tuesday, just one. The total number of positive cases now at 50. Total number of hospitalizations at 3. And the total number of people tested by public health laboratories, 646. The public health laboratory has a capacity of about 500 tests and can process about 50 samples a day with an approximate turnaround time of 48 to 72 hours. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich emphasizing the continued importance of social distancing and other measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. She says, while we saw only one confirmed case today, we are really just at the beginning of this pandemic locally. Sheltering and all other measures we have put in place will be critically important in slowing transmission over the weeks to come. Well, St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka announcing it's taking part in two national clinical trials of antiviral drug remdesivir for the treatment of moderate and severe COVID-19. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.